אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 4.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam,
שופר של משיח,
the article, the Messiah's horn, shofar. We are in the heading, the revelation of Kabbalah to all the nations is the revelation of Eliyahu, Elijah. You can find the study material on Svivat Avine, the Avot system. You can send questions live through the sites. Anyone asking a question in the study hall should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly.
Read one before this, the dissemination of Kabbalah around the world.
We'll begin from the header, dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah the world over. The dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, a horn. Like the shofar, whose voice travels a great distance, the echo of the wisdom will spread the world over. So even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
Again,
dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah the world over. The dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, like the shofar, whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread the world over. So even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
Shilot.
Questions? Yeah.
In order for the nations to know that there is wisdom in Israel, they have to become Israel. The nations. And it doesn't happen. How can the nations attain what is the wisdom of Israel?
I don't know. It speaks about a different time and a different state. He says that dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah is called shofar. So let's hope that we will be able to advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah, that it will reach everyone. And then everyone will know that the wisdom exists specifically in Israel.
Ken.
Rav.
Rav, what are we lacking? What are we missing so we can be a shofar, like a horn or a clarion toward the nations of the world?
We still didn't get this force that we have an ability to disseminate the wisdom to the whole world. We ourselves aren't under this inner pressure yet to extend this wisdom to the nations of the world. That's why it's not ready yet.
בסדר, כן, מיכאל.
When the echo of the wisdom spreads the world over, what is the reward that they will expect to receive from this wisdom?
And they will all know me, the small and the big.
That's from our perspective, but for the nations of the world to look and see that Israel have it, what are they going to see? The revelation of the Creator or what?
Yes, they see the revelation of the Creator and part of humanity called the Israeli nation.
How will they have a vessel to feel what it is?
That's the change that happens.
So they will have different vessels?
Yes, of course.
And is this something... Is it correct to say that it's something that's developing the world right now?
Yeah, and that's through our dissemination.
Our dissemination awakens different vessels?
the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called shofar.
This is from our perspective, but I'm asking if their vessels will change.
Their vessels are changing, of course. Everybody eventually should reveal the Creator, each and every one.
Ken.
Yeah.
After many years of learning, I'm trying to understand in simple words what I understood from the study. So it's a process to understand that everything is corrected outside and it is only my perception that has to change. There's some sort of a form in me that has to undergo change in order to understand that I don't need to change the outside, but I have to change within, and then things will fall into place.
Let's say.
So, well, we connect it to connection, to inner work in the ten, and on the outside, as a result of an external threat, there's a situation in Israel where people understand that connection is good for the current situation. I'm asking about the next step forward. How do we explain beyond the external threat that forces me to unite? Another step, so they come closer to something more internal. Is there such a step?
No, there is no such step. Also, we don't have such a step. It will still, a certain time is demanded for a change.
So we are still in a situation where we connect because of some threat, some pressure. This is what forces us?
Yeah, just like everyone. The connection is still not pure, let's say. Yeah.
We're making an effort, and in the effort to spread the wisdom of Kabbalah, we give it names, you know, like the wisdom of connection. Bar Aslam writes to a godly wisdom. So what do you think is more appealing? Because when I read it, I read it maybe 200,000 times, I don't know, a million times. You know, I read it so many times. Suddenly now I think that maybe the godly wisdom is...
The wisdom of connection isn't good.
It's better, right?
Yeah, it is.
Rav,
you said we still haven't received the strength, the power, so we have the possibility to spread the wisdom of Kabbalah the world over.
Yeah.
What is that force?
That they'll hear us, that they'll be able to hear.
What we do today, spreading the knowledge everywhere, what is it?
You're spreading it, but nobody's taking it.
What's missing here?
On their behalf, they're lacking a desire to connect, to know.
How does this desire awaken? Does it depend on us in some way?
That's from above. That's by the shofar of the Messiah.
Okay, and he also said that we don't have, I'm talking about us, we don't have an inner pressure and drive to draw the wisdom, to bring the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world. What is this pressure?
That I will feel that I'm lacking it, that it's the most important thing that I can do.
How do we acquire such stress, such necessity to disseminate?
I don't know. How should I explain this? We must understand that this is our purpose. This is what we were born for. This is what we exist for. We came here to Bnei Baruch. We know the Baal HaSulam and Rabash's books, and that's what's important for us.
Thank you.
Tov.
Okay. What?
I want
to connect it to the first part of the lesson concerning the judgments. Will increasing the judgments bring about the hearing of the shofar?
Maybe yes, whichever way the Creator wants to turn things around. Sometimes it's increasing the judgment, and sometimes it's the opposite.
In other words, we, Bnei Baruch, have to draw the light of Chassadim for the world?
Yes.
David.
Thank you. Also, in relation to a question I wanted to ask in the first part, the judgments revealed in the world, can you say that they are judgments on the animate level? While we, in our tens, it's on the speaking level?
Could be.
I feel like it's a lot more difficult to deal with judgments in the ten than to look at the world and justify the Creator. There, it's easier for me than to achieve connection in the ten. The judgment here is much greater. Will our success in the ten, is it on a higher level and then it projects on all of reality?
Correct. That's clear.
Thank you.
That is clear, yes, Michael.
How, when we disseminate, we sometimes feel like no one wants to listen anymore. They heard a little bit, and that's it. They don't want to eat anymore.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? Do we shove a spoon into their mouths?
No, we try still more and more, as much as possible, in forms that are possible. That's what Baal HaSulam also did. He printed his books and disseminated them. And
there's a feeling that we're getting weaker because there's no deficiency, there's no lack.
You don't ask if there's a lack or not, who wants it or not. That's not a question you ask. When you disseminate, you just spread it out as much as possible.
And then it may not be suited. So we shouldn't look at the...
I don't know who it's suitable for or not, or who should understand it or not. I simply do whatever I can.
Everything that there is in me and in the ten on that day, I should let it out.
Yes.
Again.
Maybe the general question here is, we have this phrase that we don't, well, we reveal the secret to them bit by bit. Every time you try to spread some material in dissemination, you have to think about how much people will perceive it. Maybe that's why there are so many questions.
I can't take people into consideration. I just try and depict to myself some intermediate, some average, and no more than that. Yes.
Rav Omer,
he says that the world will hear and admit that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
Yeah.
So there is there a passive action on their part? They accept it and then they feel that?
Actually, yes, it's relatively passive.
What does it mean that they will hear and acknowledge? What does it mean that they acknowledge that there is wisdom in Israel?
It'll be like an inner knowing, inner knowledge that there is a unique divine wisdom in the people of Israel. Maybe not the nation of Israel, but the wisdom of Israel.
So they don't have to be connected to the wisdom, and they have to be connected to Israel. So they'll suddenly feel connection to Israel, not necessarily to the wisdom?
Yeah, could be. We'll discover it when it comes. Yeah.
Thank you, Rav. You said before, pure connection. What is pure connection?
Without disturbances, without inner corruptions.
In
the first part, we read that you need with to do it with both inclinations, the good inclination and the bad inclination.
Yeah.
So in relation to that, what is pure connection?
That the entire will to receive will also participate in the connection between us. And the desire of the Creator to bestow will be able to fill all the vessels.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, yes. There's
a question from the first part, but it's really suitable for all of us, always. If we see evil in the world, what should we pray for at that moment?
Only for the connection between us, because in the connection between us, for sure, we are neutralizing that evil.
Allah.
The more I read it, the more I understand that I don't understand what is a shofar, what is our correct relation to dissemination that spreads, that bursts like a shofar.
Dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world is called shofar.
What does that mean?
It means that if we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah as much as possible, and we try to do it, that's called that we are implementing the action of blowing the shofar.
This shofar, this horn, it's not in our hands and legs, right? Is it a yearning to disseminate or what?
Not the yearning, that is disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah all over the world. It's not a yearning, it's an action.
So what is this action that is a shofar?
Dissemination.
No.
We've been disseminating for decades.
Yes, yes, so. But especially lately, we're disseminating also in English and Latin and all those languages.
So what will make this dissemination a real shofar?
That's already with the help of the Creator.
So we have to ask for it to be a shofar.
That's for sure.
The
next stage is the revelation of Eliyahu, what he writes. The revelation of Kabbalah to all the nations is the revelation of Eliyahu, Elijah.
This task was said about Eliyahu the prophet, Elijah the prophet, since the disclosure of the secrets of Torah is always referred to as the disclosure of Eliyahu. It is as they have said, let it rest until Elijah comes. And also the Tishbid, which is another name for Elijah, will answer the questions and problems. This is why they said that 3 days, which is a known intimation, prior to the coming of the Messiah, Elijah would walk on the hilltops and blow a great horn, etc.
Ken.
Yes.
Beseder.
Okay.
Ma.
What?
No.
Рав, זה שכתוב.
When it says.
ואמרו שגימל ימים.
They said that 3 days. Prior to the coming of the Messiah.
ילך אליהו על.
Elijah would walk on the hilltops and blow a great shofar horn. What does that mean?
It means that everyone will hear the voice from the heavens, meaning everybody will feel that some new period came that describes the correction of the world.
And hilltops, what are those hills? What can that be?
Harim.
Harim.
The hills, what are they?
The hilltops.
Yeah.
הרים זה הרורים, זה...
Hold up, שחר, הרורים, scrutinies, there's also a lot.
בסדר.
אוקיי.
טוב.
אוקיי.
הלאה, משה.
Next, משה.
גילוי הקבלה לכל העמים הוא תנאי לגאולה...
Disclosing... The Kabbalah to all the nations is a precondition for the complete redemption. You must understand these intimations. The issue of the shofar is only the disclosure of the wisdom of the hidden in great masses. It is a necessary precondition that must be met prior to the complete redemption. And the books that have already been revealed through me in this wisdom will testify to it, that matters of the greatest importance have been spread out like a gown for all to see. This is a true testimony that we are already at the threshold of redemption, and the voice of the great shofar has already been heard, though in the distance, for it still sounds very softly. Indeed, every greatness requires prior smallness, and there is no great voice if it is not preceded by a soft sound. And this is the way of the shofar. Its voice grows progressively. And who better than I knows that I am not at all worthy of being even a messenger and a scribe for disclosing such secrets, much less to understand them down to their roots. So why has the Creator done so to me? It is only because the generation is worthy of it, as it is the last generation which stands at the threshold of complete redemption. For this reason, it is worthy of beginning to hear the voice of the shofar of the Messiah, which is the revealing of the secrets, as has been explained.
Ken.
Yes. Well, last questions.
Ken.
From what I understand, the inner change within us instinctively influences the world, the nations of the world.
Not instinctively, but yes, it affects them.
So the shofar itself is the change in our relations, the work between us.
There's a connection between us and all the nations of the world, and the bestowal from us fills the whole world.
Let's say now we have a war in Israel, and we all see, we all feel it, that our nation is changing. The connections between people, the relations, the care, even in the way things are solved, we see that the people are changing. Will the world change according to what is built here now?
I don't think so. I don't think so. That already depends on our work.
No.
What we are going through, maybe a bit, it's affecting us. I don't agree with you that we're all changing and coming out of this war corrected in something.
It's clear that the change is because of egoistic reasons. You gave many examples of that.
I don't know, but we must disseminate even more, as much as possible. And we'll see what will happen. I don't think that we're already on the verge of victory and redemption and
I noticed in the last few days in the world, you can see it in Europe, just like in Israel, you have nationalism and against Islam. It exists all of a sudden in England, in Spain, in France, and the Netherlands, in the U.S., all over the world. The way of solution, the approach, the attitude is changing. Nationalism is increasing. Bar HaSulam talked about it. So it's happening. It never happened such a change before.
Yeah. We'll see the results.
Yeah.
Concerning dissemination, I wanted to first of all tell you about a very exciting activity of dissemination that happened yesterday. You talked about disseminating in all the languages. Yesterday, the first lesson of a course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah took place. It was given by Moshe and Avil, and that lesson was translated into 30 languages. The Zoom was filled, packed to the brim. 1,000 people were in there, and people wanted to come in more. So we're hoping to expand it even further. So speaking about the Messiah shofar, we're hoping that this activity will build the shofar. I also wanted to mention that today, there is a dissemination training for the Israeli Kli at 8 p.m. Israel time on Zoom, and it's very important because we have an opportunity to really, for the voice of the shofar to resonate throughout the world. We have a method, we have a way, we have the means, we have everything that all we need is just to come and participate and to do our role. So we're inviting everyone this evening at 8 p.m.
Okay, Niv.
Yeah, another word about the training today. There were many times in the past we had papers, we had the circles, there were things we did together, at least here in Israel. And many friends need, or that they feel a need for such a collective activity. As we heard from you for many years, today our collective activity is on the internet. And the training this evening is something that is really simple. It's 10, 15 minutes a day. And we're just like handing out papers. It doesn't matter if it's the CEO or some volunteer. Everyone is handing out papers or everyone is doing circles because it's simple and it's something that has spiritual force in it just because we're doing it together. Likewise, we're inviting everyone to today's papers in 2023, which is on the internet. So come join us 10, 15 minutes a day. We have an opportunity here in the Israeli Kli to perform a joint action with all the intention and all the prayer, and the Creator will finish for us. Announcements. Dear friends, on Friday and Saturday, November 17 and 18, there will be the Chumus meal and the Shabbat morning meal at 5:30. There will not be the afternoon meal on Friday. Saturday, there will be a physical noon lesson in the study hall. Everyone's invited, men and women above 18. Today, Thursday, from 5:30 to 6 p.m., there will be the reading of the study of the Ten Sefirot. We'll do a joint reading. It'll be broadcast live on the Arvut system and on Sviva Tova. The broadcast for today at 12 noon lesson and 5:30 reading the study of the Ten Sefirot. We'll end with a song.
יש קול שמתעורר מבפנים, מבקש את הטעם שבחיים. הייסורים והמחובים, כל עוד שנות החיים למי אנו מהנים ואם נקשיב לכל הקריאה לא נסחף בהבלי הבריאה נגיע לפתרון אחידה על כל הפשעים תחסה אהבה מהזרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה מהזרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה בוקר בזמן התפילה זמן של חיבור זמן של בחירה ושיר שעולה ונשמע הולך ונגלה מתוך הדממה החברים עומדים בליבי רואים את כל מה שבנשמתי